Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharni Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatav Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I wasn't planning to do any initiations this year. Gregorian year. It's the end of the year, the Gorabda, but in terms of the what's called the Gregorian year, or the one that we most of the world follows now, I wasn't planning to do any initiations until May.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is New Year's Day. In Gaurabda.
Gaurabda
means the calendar following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya.
Anyway, I wasn't planning to give any initiations, but two devotees have come from Russia, husband and wife. Come quite a long way. They happen to be here, and I'm not planning to go to Russia this year. My overseas trip. I won't be planning to go overseas this year. If we think a long way in India, then we think, oh, Mayapur. That's a long way, huh? To go to Mayapur? Train from Ceylon to Howrah takes about, what, 32 hours? 36 hours, and then from Howrah to Mayapur is another 4 hours at least. But, yeah. So it's talking about 40 hours. So by train it takes about 2 days. Now these devotees came from Russia, from a place which to go to Moscow by train takes, what, 10 days more? 4 days only? 4 or 5 days? Oh. Oh, you're not fully in the full Far East then, huh?
No, between.
Just east of the Urals, is it?
Middle of Siberia.
Middle of Siberia, not the full Far East. It only takes 4 to 5 days to go to Moscow. It's in the middle of Russia. If you're in the full east is what? Novosibirsk, Vladivostok?
Yes.
That takes 10 or 12 days to go to Moscow. And then from Moscow it's still more distance to the western border. So. Who wants to do Padyatra in Russia? To go from one end to the other will take you a whole lifetime, maybe. You'll probably become frozen like a statue in the middle in the winter. So anyway, they came a long way, so we'll have this. On the most auspicious day, I was initiated on Janmashtami. So this is Gaura Janmadin.
நான் வந்து ஜன்மாஷ்டமிக்கு அன்னைக்கு எனக்கு எனக்கு தீட்சை கிடைச்சது. இன்னைக்கு வந்து கௌரருடைய ஜென்மதினம்.
So, all right, you already had all the lectures, you understand everything. We hope. Well, there are many things to learn. We're always learning. Krishna is unlimited. So, we can't say, now I understood everything about Krishna. But anyway, initiation means to make a formal start. An official start, you can say. Love of Krishna, especially the type that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, Vraja Prema. That is, there's nothing very official about it.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Vraja Prema abindrada kudukkuradhu kosara vanda adu vandha inda mariyadai adarkala uppattadhu kedaiyadhu.
But we are in the material world.
Namba vandha inda bhautika ulagathula irukkom.
Is the world of rules and regulations. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, via Rupa Goswami, gave the rules and regulations of devotional service to be followed in this world. Rules. Of which the first are anyone? First four? Adau Gurvashraya, Krishna Dikshanu Shikshanam, Vishrambhena Guru Seva. The first four are that one should take shelter of a guru. One should take Diksha.
Guru Kita Diksha Karanam.
In relation to Krishna,
Krishna
and instruction in relation to Krishna, and one should serve the Guru with affection. So this is the formal beginning. Okay, I'm going to call you, and then, well, and there's not, I mean, there's only you two, so you can come. You can please offer obeisance to Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, who is gracing our assembly here. Yeah. Yeah, you can go together, husband and wife. Go back to Godhead together. If one of you lags behind, the other can pull them along. You like to come in inside and sit down? If anyone has trouble sitting, you can bring them a chair or they can sit there. You need any chairs? So they can sit there on the... We need to... Maybe make that ledge a little higher, because often we see the old people, they sit there. It's maybe a bit low for them, and for pregnant women, and you know, there's always someone who needs some sitting arrangement. They can sit there, but it's a bit low, isn't it, for someone who has difficulty sitting. Okay, I'm just thinking it's a more permanent arrangement. You could have. There's always, isn't it? There's always someone who needs to sit like. Then please offer to go on Itai obeisance also. Did already. Okay. Then come here. All right. Now, how are you going to do this? Because Mataji should sit here, so you can go back a bit. Yeah, you can push that button. All right. You can sit like this. Sit comfortably, as they say. So recently I've been giving mostly disciples' names that Srila Prabhupada gave to his disciples. So I'll give you names like that also. But first you have to tell me what are the four principles and how many rounds to chant minimum every day. You please tell.
I promise to follow four regulative principles: no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, and chant minimum 60 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra daily.
Okay, very good. So like I said, I'm going to give you a name of one of Prabhupada's disciples. And this is a name of Vishnu, Krishna. It also comes, you can understand, you can follow. You want to translate? And it means one who accepts the essence of everything. Can't hear that, yeah. One who accepts the essence of everything. It's also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam in relationship to Parikshit Maharaj.
Parikshit Maharaj is
accepts the essence of everything. That there's one verse. Now Priya Govinda, you can tell us. Accepts the essence of everything. Murkho vadati Vishnaya, Pandit vadati Vishnave, Ubhayatu samang punyam bhavagrahi janadana. Almost the same thing. Someone who doesn't know Sanskrit grammar, or he half knows it, he says, he'll say Vishnaya. Because we say Om Keshavaya Namah, Narayana Madhavaya Govindaya. What's next? Vishnave. So someone who doesn't know, they'll say Vishnaya. So someone who knows properly, they'll say Vishnave. But they both get the same result because Krishna accepts the feeling, the mood with which it's offered. Anyway, I won't keep you in suspense anymore. The name is Saranga Dasa. Hare Krishna. Saranga. Later I can give it to you in writing, then you can get all the diacritical marks and everything. Alright, so can please say? She has to say also. You can say it in Russian if it's easier for you. Everything's okay. All right then. So I'm also giving the name of one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. It means she who controls the controller. So who does that refer to? Any idea? Who's the controller of everything? And who's the female who controls him? Okay. So the name is Isheshwari Devidasi. Oh, in the meantime, the curtain got closed. That should have been kept open. Anyway, it's too late now. Fait accompli. All right, so you can go on with the yagya. Isheshwari. I'll see you afterwards, then I can give in writing. I can write it down. Okay, you can go ahead with the yagya.